The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
First, we'll talk to a man that suited up in the red and black for meaningful games. He certainly did it in the NFL. He's a 12-time Pro Bowler, 3-time first-team All-Pro. He is also a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And now, finally, he is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He's former UGA defensive back and a good guy, friend of the show, Champ Bailey, joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Champ, good morning. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here.
What's it like to see the defense? What's it like to see the red and black? What's it like to see the University of Georgia get to the big game, get there to the end, and finish?
Well, it's been great, man. It's been a long time coming, obviously. I think anybody that lives in this state knows, like, the talent that we've had for years, and to come up short, it's been hard to deal with. But now, here we are as national champs. I mean, it's so gratifying, man. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into this by the fans, the players, coaches, and everybody that's associated with that G, man. It's long time coming, guys. It's a great feeling.
Champ, we had a chance to go to the game, and seeing the support from the Dog fans and Dog Nation was insane. You also got to play in Denver, one of the most passionate pro cities you will ever see. If you could compare and contrast, who had the better? I don't even want to say who had the better fans. What was the difference in support when you see Dog fans and you were out there in Denver in the Mile High City?
You know, it's unique. They have two unique fan bases, but one thing that was always constant is, you know, the loyalty. And I think it's easier to be loyal to your school and your home state team. But in the pros, you know, it's a business. So you expect success, you know, on a more frequent basis. So, but our fans in Denver, they never wavered. They were always supportive. So that was one thing about it. The thing about this G, man, it's just such a bigger brand because it's been with me since I was a kid. You know, I could speak from personal experience. Probably if you were raised in Georgia, you're probably a Dog fan, you know? So it is what it is. I think by proximity, you kind of baked it. It's baked into you. And then, you know, if you ever attend the school, there's no doubt the loyalty grows even more. And I think that's the biggest difference is, you know, our fans are they've been lifelong fans. And, you know, anybody who's been to that school, man, there's no doubt you pull it for the Dogs every weekend. So,
Champ, you talked about blood, sweat, and tears on that field, and now Coach Kirby Smart is doing it as a coach as well. Back there playing 3 years with him, could you have foreseen anything like this as leadership and being this type of a coach?
Yeah. I knew whatever he did, he'd be successful. Now, did I know he would go into coaching? I did not. I thought he would have a little bit longer pro career. But, you know, that didn't happen. And, you know, one thing about Kirby, he's very decisive. And he made a decision to go into coaching. And, I mean, it's a no-brainer. The guy could be great at a lot of things. You know, coaching just happened to be his passion. I mean, being a former football player is no surprise. But, I mean, the guy, I don't feel like he's scratched the surface yet. I really do feel like this is the first of many. Let's just hope he stays here and get them all here.
Former Georgia Bulldog, Pro Football Hall of Famer, now College Football Hall of Famer, Champ Bailey, joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Champ, you just said hopefully he stays here. We've actually kind of had that discussion about, you know, he's in his mid-40s and he's, you know, at his alma mater, and there's really not a lot of – there's not a lot of college coaches that have been at their alma mater and left. Brian Harsin left Boise, Rich Rodriguez left West Virginia, but like those are not the same examples of being at Georgia, a powerhouse with all the resources in the world to win championships. I've said it, Kirby doesn't strike me as a guy who would jump to the NFL. Does he strike you as that? And do you think he's really a grass is greener type guy?
He seems like the guy that would accept any challenge. That's the thing that worries me, you know. And when opportunities come, they don't come along very often. So being successful at this level in college, it's no doubt that pro teams are looking at him. You know, of course they're going to look. But if he has any more success while he's here, they're just going to keep coming to try to get him. Fortunate enough for us, he did play at Georgia. So we sort of have that, you know, I would say edge on most places. So we could ride that, but let's not take it for granted. If he's the best in college right now, or if he's going to be, let's take care of him like he is. So we got to do what we got to do business-wise to take care of him, make sure he's happy, and he doesn't want to leave.
I've always thought, like, one of the differences in why maybe some coaches don't want to go coach in the league, kind of like why Saban came back to college, is you're just dealing with a different type of player, right? In college, you can probably coach guys a little harder, grown men in the league. Kirby strikes me as the guy who, I mean, look, he's going to get after you. He's going to coach you hard. I don't know if you can kind of have that same type of approach at the league. Do you feel like that could prohibit him from ever taking that leap, is just the difference in how you can coach guys?
Well, one thing about great coaches, you don't coach everybody the same. And I think, you know, for Nick Saban to go to the league and come back, I mean, that was, to me, that was just a lateral move. Like, you went to the league, you came back. I mean, you're getting paid more in college anyway. So it's not like it's a promotion to go to the league because it's the pros. It's, you know, what's he getting paid? How is he being taken care of? How much authority does he have? I think he can't go much higher than where he is because you're not going to make more money. You're not going to have more power. Nobody's going to make you the GM. So it is what it is. College has become a semi-pro league, maybe a major pro league. You can make a case for that, the way they pay players or coaches now. So I don't know if it's as intriguing as it would have been when Nick Saban made that leap. So I like Kirby where he is. I'm very confident he's not going anywhere, but we got to take care.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Champ Bailey joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line here in the locker room. And Champ, I was thinking about the way you play football, based off of the quarterbacks you're facing. Did you adjust the way you played on the field based off the quarterback's either arm talent, leg movement, ability to move in the pocket, and things like that?
Without a doubt. You know, I always tell people the most important person to worry about is that quarterback. But, you know, you got it because, you know, I rely so heavily on my front, you know, when I play. Like, those are the guys I work with. Okay, we get to the quarterback because it doesn't matter how good I am. If you can't get to the quarterback, I won't have success. It'll be hard to have success. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. And you know, when people ask me who's the toughest receiver, I often think about all the guys I covered. Man, I could name a million receivers that were so tough to cover. But what made the difference? The quarterback. So who's always at the top of my list? Marvin Harrison. Yeah, Peyton Manning. For the bulk of his career. So that guy was tough as nails. I mean, he was hard as hell to cover. So that's why Peyton made it more hard for me to stay with him and make plays because that ball was always on the money. And you better believe it, man. Quarterbacks change everything.
Big time. You think about the postseason and the playoffs right now, wild card weekend coming up. Is there a certain guy that jumps out at you more than the rest? I guess we'll take Brady out of it, although he's older and maybe not as agile as he used to be, but you talk about Burrow and Josh Allen and Mahomes and Dak. Any of those guys you think give their teams a chance to go all the way?
Man, I love this young quarterback getting their first start. Jalen Hurts, let's not forget about him.
Yep.
I mean, all these guys are capable of winning big-time football games. But one thing they've lacked throughout the season is consistency. Like, even Kyler Murray, as good as they started the season, you could see people started catching up and figuring out how to slow him down. So it's going to be interesting. You know, it's really going to be who got the best game plan and who makes the least amount of mistakes. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how Joe Burrow, because I got the Raiders beating the Bengals. Like, I don't know of a team that's overachieved more than the Raiders have this year with all the turmoil they've been through. Wow. So I'm looking for them to go up there and beat them, but that Joe Burrow, he's special, man. I'm really looking forward to how he handles that thing.
How important is it? You played out in Denver when you guys were in a pretty good spot. You know, you had a good coach in Shanahan, and you guys were rolling. But the entirety of the organization was put together. Pat Bowlen from the top on down. Where the Falcons are this at this point in their career, what are the things that fans and players should be looking for with the symmetry between the owner, the GM, and the coach?
Well, the owner, I always felt like the guy that owns the team kind of sets the tone and, you know, really establishes what the culture could be for your team. But I always felt, you know, the teams that were successful allow people to do their jobs. You know, you let the GM be what he is, the coach do what he does, coach the players. Nobody should be screaming from up top. So when you set that tone, now it's just, you got to draft good players. It's no different from college. You got to recruit good guys, guys that fit into your scheme, your culture, and that's how you win. And if you don't do that consistently over time and have a few guys overachieve, I mean, you're going to be average for years. And that's what we've seen from the Falcons. They have not drafted well lately, right? Like, they just haven't. And, you know, if they don't do that, if guys, you can't groom guys to become good pros as young players when they're cheap, you're not going to win. You're just not. They better go draft some dogs for a change.
Yeah, I've got a list of about 15 on the defensive side. I'd take that defense over what the Falcons put on the field this year. Champ, we were there, and I got to see grown men on Monday night. I'm talking about grown men. Oh, yeah. Boo-hoo crying when Kelee Ringo picks off the ball and goes pick six. Did you shed a tear on Monday night?
Are you kidding me?
That's a yes, I'll take it.
And I would say half my household did. So, yeah, we shed a few tears, man. This is we invested a lot in this championship. And whether you touch the field or not, I think anybody who's invested what we've invested for the past 40 years, it requires a tear or two. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I was looking at you. I saw David Pollock eyes all red and teary. So I felt that, and it felt like it warranted in that situation because it's been a long time coming, guys.
Champ, what was going through your mind as the confetti was falling? I've had a couple people ask me that, and, you know, my answer was I'm just thinking about all those 110s and getting cussed out and camp and, you know, all those times for 4 or 5 years at Georgia where you questioned during mat drills, like, good gosh, is this worth it? And not everybody gets to be those people at the end of the year where, you know, you're standing on top of the mountain. What a cool feeling for those Georgia players to be able to reap that. What was going through your mind as 0000 hit the clock?
Yeah, same for me. You know, you're thinking about all the investing you've made into this team. Like, we have invested so much. But then, you know, I think as a fan and as a former player, the people I often, you know, talk to are season ticket holders. And then, you know, I find out how much they pay for tickets and how much they go to games. I've never missed a game. I'm always on the road. I'm going to Auburn. I'm going to Tennessee. I'm like, damn. I mean, that's a hell of an investment into an organization. I don't care what your alignment is with it. So I feel for everybody. So I know the passion that they built over years just by how much they put into this team and how much they cheer for them. So, man, I think across the board, everybody who's been around for the past 30, 40 years and watched this team go up and down, you know, we all deserve this one.
Former UGA Bulldog and Pro Football Hall of Famer, now College Football Hall of Famer, Champ Bailey, joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. And to that point, what's it like, Champ? You've always been a team guy. You haven't been a me guy. But, you know, getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame has to be a dream come true. And now going into the College Football Hall of Fame, not only going in, but going in with LeVar Arrington and going in with Marvin Jones and Kevin Falk and Rashawn Salaam. And you look at some of the names that are going in with you and Andrew Luck. What's that like to get those kudos where people can finally say, hey, it is your turn to be acknowledged for what you gave to the game of football?
I mean, it's just validation, man. You think about all the time you put in to the game and, you know, all the snaps I played in college, it was worth it. You know, it was all that work finally paid off. You know, I was fortunate enough to play in the league and go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But I think there's always something special about, you know, being recognized for your college career. You know, a team that I'll never root against. You know, so it's gratifying, man. You know, I often just think about all the people that, you know, kind of helped me along the way. And, you know, I think this is all a representation of, you know, the support I've gotten and the hard work I put in. So it feels good, man. It feels really good. LeVar Arrington, actually a former teammate. We came out back-to-back years in Washington. So good to see him in. Roy Williams, you know, talked to him last week. So good to see him get in. Andrew Luck. It's a lot of guys that I respect their game. And the beauty of this is no different from Pro Football Hall of Fame. You don't really get to pick your class. So you're kind of linked with guys that you've never had a real connection with, you know, forever. And nobody ever forget that, you know, that connection.
Speaking of getting in, we're trying to get my guy, or at least I'm trying to get my guy, Brian Finner, in here. In, you know, he's a Walter Payton Award winner, champ. I feel like, come on, man, like that should be an automatic entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you anybody that, you know, maybe put in a good word for him?
Let's do that. You know, I actually spoke to a couple voters last week, so I'll start making a case. No doubt.
We'll see if we can get them on one of those ballots. Well, champ,
I doubt it.
We thank you for your time, man. You're certainly just beloved around these parts. It's a great accomplishment. Now going into the College Football Hall of Fame, and people are going to just be happy for you as you continue to get accolades. It just goes to show how good you've been to people and how great you were on the field.
I appreciate it, man. Well, you know, continue to put the work in, and it pays off, man. That's how it works.
And thank you for you are very supportive in our Real Men Wear Pink campaign. You made some contributions that got auctioned off, and it really did help out a lot of women. So I really thank you for that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we did very well. So thank you very much personally, and we'll talk to you down the line and hope to see you soon.
All right. Let me know if you ever need anything, bro.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.